The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It's time for Wayne Holmes Summer Baseball, and here is Matt Croy.
And good evening from Layman Field, the Highland Hawks Junior League team in the Wayne Holmes Summer Baseball Tournament semifinals today as they're the 2 seed. Their record of 16-1. They won 10 in a row, and they're playing host to the 3 seed Wayneville, a record of 13-4, and they won 6 straight. All for the right to move on to the championship series starting this Wednesday. See, here we'll be talking with Highland Junior League head baseball coach Pat Miller coming up next on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin. Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Get country living at its finest at 9130 Township Road 304 in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $290,000. This is a four-bedroom, one-bath property with a nice breezeway that leads to a kitchen and dining area. The master bedroom is on the main floor, along with the bathroom. Upstairs, you will find 3 bedrooms, along with some storage areas. As you walk out onto the patio, you'll see a stocked pond that is ready for your fishing adventures. A large shop garage is attached to the home and could be used in a variety of ways. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Michael Miller at 330-473-3037 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
You bend them, we mend them at Finish Line Auto Body. Inside the Dugout is being brought to you on WKLM by Home Siding Contractors.
Bullside Highland Goldhead baseball coach, that is Patrick Miller, coming off that 13-2 win over Norway and Lands to make it to this semifinal contest. 8 runs in that fourth inning really kind of capped that game off, Patrick.
Yeah, it was a good display of just fighting back. We were struggling early in the game and just finally just getting some things together. Really proud of the bottom of the order there, really coming through and coming in clutch.
Here in the semifinal contest, of course, taking on Wayndale, the 3 seed. I know you beat them twice during the regular season, had the close win over them, and the more one-sided win. What stands out to you about this Wayndale team?
Well, same as their varsity program. They're always a solid team, so we don't take anything for granted with them. Really a solid team. We know they're going to give us their best today, and we're going to hopefully come out with a win, but we know they're going to see their best shot.
You mentioned seeing their best shot. For you, Solomon Yoder on the mound, I know he's been outstanding throughout this season.
Yeah, been a solid, solid pitcher. Just continues to grow in his development and continues to get better at just hitting his spots and continue to see a good thing from him growing.
Pat, of course, this group kind of one step away from the high school level. You know what the high school team did to capture their third straight state championship. How big a thrill was that for the community and for you guys to kind of see the varsity guys to be able to get it done once again?
Oh, it's been a blast just watching them. You know, a lot of them have older siblings that are on the team, so watching them develop and them just knowing, like, that's the that's what's been set for them. That's the goals that are set for them, and they want to continue to grow on. And I think, you know, even just watching our communities, like, you know, Wayndale, us together, we're both there just continuing to grow together. So, you know, they set the standard where we want to be.
Absolutely, Pat. Well, thanks for your time.
All right, appreciate it.
That's the voice of Highland Gold head baseball coach, Pat Miller.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
And alongside Wayndale Goldhead baseball coach, that is Garrett Higgins, coming off a 5-1 win over Northwestern to move on to this semifinal matchup at Highland. And what was the biggest difference, Garrett, in that last win?
Mainly our pitching. I pitched a kid that hasn't pitched in a couple weeks. He was our ace, but he's also our catcher as well. So it's hard to get him pitching time, but we decided to throw him the first tournament game, and it turned out really well. Very, very happy with his all. He pitched very well.
He got it done, 13-4 overall this season, so a very solid season for your group here. What has stood out to you the most, I guess, about how this team has played so far?
The little things. We do the little things very, very well. They've been very, very well coached from the bottom all the way up to myself. So we had to do some work, but for the most part, everything was pretty much there, and it carried us so far right now.
And a battle in the semifinal between the 2 seed and the 3 seed, and you faced Highland twice during the regular season, had a close loss to them, then the one-sided loss. What stands out to you about this Highland team?
They love playing small ball. You have to physically beat them. They're not going to make errors. You have to physically beat them with your play. That's one thing that I give credit to Highland for. They're very, very tough to beat.
Aside from that, what's the other message to your group in a game like this, I guess?
All the pressure is on them, believe it or not. They're the home team. They're the higher seed. We have nothing to lose. 2 great programs, obviously. And it's hard to beat the same team 3 times. So that all favors us.
And, Garrett, I can ask you the same thing I asked Pat here on your side. This is one step away from the high school level. You know, the varsity guys won another state title for Wayndale this past, of course, yesterday. Just what does that mean to you guys being a part of the community and seeing the varsity guys get it done once again?
Yeah, it's awesome. This is what Hot Stove's for. We are here to develop the players strictly for varsity, strictly for high school. And so far, we've got the job done. It's starting to pay off. So still got a long road ahead, but we're sitting pretty good right where we are.
Garrett, thanks for your time.
Yep, thank you.
That's the voice of Wayndale Goldhead baseball coach, Garrett Higgins.
Inside the Dugout has been brought to you on WKLM by Home Siding Contractors.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Attention students and parents near the Garraway in Highland Districts. Ready to kickstart a future in business? Be a part of the Buckeye Business Academy Open House, August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holmes Center for the Arts in Berlin. Discover how students gain valuable office and computer skills, accounting knowledge, and industry-recognized credentials that employers want. Whether you're planning for college or the workforce, your business journey starts here. Don't miss it. August 2nd at the Holmes Center for the Arts. Learn more at the Buckeye Business Academy Open House. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors. Bite into summer's best all this week at Rody's IGA. Get USDA-inspected bone-in pork loin rib chops for $2.78 a pound. USDA-inspected bone-in pork loin chops for $2.98 a pound. And Gerber skinless chicken breast for $4.98 a pound. They also have 85% lean fresh family pack round beef for $5.78 a pound. Southern Sea shrimp ring for $5.48. USDA Choice boneless chuck roast for $5.98 a pound. USDA Choice whole boneless ribeyes for $14.98 a pound. USDA-inspected bone-in pork sirloin roast for $1.88 a pound, and 41 to 50 count Southern Seas cooked shrimp for $5.98 at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number, and that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Highland comes in with a record of 16-1 of the season, their lone loss here in the Wayne Holm Gold Division summer baseball play that was back on May the 12th, and they fell to Tryway, the top seed, 4-3 back in that regular season contest at Piper Field. Since then, though, they, of course, rounded off 10 consecutive wins to the semifinal contest for tonight. As far as Wayndale is concerned, a good season for them as well. As for them, a record of 13-4. They lost 7-1 to Tryway Gold back earlier in the season. A 8-5 loss also to Dalton Steiner. Also lost twice to Highland, 2-1 and 14-0 in their two losses to Highland this year. And again, the Wayndale, that record of 13-4 overall on the season for them. And as far as the tournament is concerned, of course, should say also during the regular season, I mentioned Highland won both times over Wayndale 2-1 and 14-0. But as far as the tournament is concerned here in the Gold Division, single elimination play, and the way things started out here for Highland, And they were able to get a win as the 2 seed over the number 10 seed Norway Lands. 13-2 in five innings. They scored 8 runs in the fourth to get that Mercy win. Wayndale mentioned the 3 seed. They won 5-1 over Northwestern, the 6 seed, to get to the semifinal contest. Winner this game will move on to the championship round. Of course, that'll be against the top seed Triway. Triway won back on Friday 9-7, and as they narrowly defeated West Holmes on their home field. Of course, West Holmes came in as the 4 seed. So Triway already in the championship round. It'll be a best of 3 series. It'll be starting on Wednesday. That'll be at Piper Field at Triway. And of course, the team that wins 2 times in that series will win the championship. It'll go Wednesday, Friday, and if necessary, the following Monday to finish out that 3-game series for the championship. Before we get to that, though, we get this game decided between Highland and Wayndale. Again, the winner moves on to face Triway this Wednesday in the championship round. We'll take a break, come back with more of the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Broman & Byler in Millersburg is a local full-service accounting firm. Hello, this is John Byler. We offer a complete range of services from tax, business, and estate planning to bookkeeping and payroll services. When choosing a financial advisor at tax time, choose Broman & Byler at 161 North Washington Street in Millersburg. You can reach us at 330-674-8222.
At Pomerene Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerene brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tusk Ross, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerene provider nearby. Visit PomereneHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerene Hospital, caring for our community's health.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of 2 great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin. Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938.
Take a look at the starting lineups here for the seedings contest. For the first of all, for the visitors, the number three seed, Wayndale. Leading things off for them will be shortstop Kyrell Miller. Batting second is the pitcher, Cooper Miller. Batting third is catcher, Landon Steiner. In a cleanup spot, that'll be third baseman, Raphael Choi. Batting fifth is center fielder, Keaton Oaks. In the sixth slot in the order, that'll be right fielder, Drew Lynch. Batting in the seventh slot, that'll be second baseman Leo Yoder. Now batting eighth is first baseman Bo Troyer. Batting ninth, that's left fielder Jacoby Nofsinger. And in the 10th slot, that's extra hitter Parker Schatz. Wayndale, again, the three seed, a record of 13-4. They've won six in a row, and coached by Garrett Higgins. For the home team, the Highland Hawks, leading things off for them will be center fielder Zach Hostetler. Batting second is catcher Boaz Yoder. Batting third is going to be the third baseman, Caleb Troyer. In a cleanup spot for Highland, that is pitcher Solomon Yoder. Well, batting fifth is shortstop Tucker Miller. Batting sixth is left fielder Ryan Byler. Well, in the seventh spot, that's first baseman Samson Miller. Batting eighth is second baseman Jared Miller. Batting ninth, that is extra hitter Wyatt Richards. While batting tenth is right fielder Damaris Yoder. Highland, the two seed, a record of 16-1. They won 10 in a row, coached by Pat Miller. And today's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Millersburg. You by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Millersburg. McCoy alongside with you, Price back at the studio, and glad to have you with us in 95 WKLMFM.com. The 14U level, the Wayne Holmes Summer Gold Division Tournament. Here we're in the semifinal round. Of course, the winner of this game moves on to face the top seed Triway in the championship series beginning this Wednesday at Piper Field in Shreve. And, of course, this game got moved from Friday to Monday. Why is that? Well, of course, because, Wayndale's team on Friday was playing in the state semifinals. And, of course, you know Highland had their game in the state semifinals for the varsity on Saturday. And both Wayndale and Highland both capturing the state championship this past weekend. Wayndale for the third time in the past four seasons. Highland their third state title in a row. So both a proud high school baseball programs. It all starts down the Little League and Junior League levels, that's for sure. Here's the wind, the pitch. So on the line toward right field, going to be a base hit on the swing. And that'll be a swing by Kyrell Miller to start things off. Very first pitch swinging, and he'll line it to right field for the single. So Kyrell Miller for Wayndale, the visitors, will have the leadoff batter aboard. And at the plate, going to be Cooper Miller. Kyrell Miller came in as the shortstop. And Cooper Miller is the pitcher. Bats from the right side, wearing number 23. Runner first, nobody out, top of the first, no score. Now the pitch, curveball, and that'll be just a bit inside for a ball. Jordan Yoder, the home plate umpire, and John Monagold working the field. As Miller leads off over first base, Yoder working from the stretch, and the pitch.
That'll be a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. One ball, one strike to Cooper Miller, who's followed by Landon Steiner, Raphael Choi, Keenan Oaks, Drew Lynch, Leo Yoder, Bo Troyer, Jacoby Nofsinger, and then Parker Schonspool ran out the order for Wayndale. For the first base, again, diving bag is Kyrell Miller. Leadoff guy aboard, and you can bet he's got good speed over there. Just underway in the top of the first inning. Again, Cooper Miller at the plate and the pitch. Curveball. Nice one. Swing and a miss. Out in front that time for strike two. 1-2 the count. First baseman for Highland. At second is Dylan Miller. At short, that's Tucker Miller. And at third base, that's Caleb Troyer. And the pitch. Fastball's on the line. Foul to the right side and out of play. In left field, that's Ryan Byler. Center fielder is Zach Hostler. Ryan in right field is Damaris Yoder for Highland. And catching Boaz Yoder. On the mound and pitching, that's right-hander Solomon Yoder. The pitch will not be popped up. Toward third. Underneath is Caleb Troyer. He'll make the grab. And there's now one away. One on, one out. No score. Top of the first inning for Wayndale. Here's Landon Steiner. Batting for the right side, wearing number 16, he's the catcher. Solomon Yoder, he's been outstanding throughout the season for this Highland Gold 14U team. Yoder now the pitch. Curveball outside, going to be ball one. 2-0 record, a 1.93 ERA through 25 and a third innings pitch for him, allowing 9 runs, 7 earned, 15 hits allowed, while striking out 41, walking 10, and hitting one batter, the pitch. It's going to be lined towards short, going to be in the left center field, a base hit for Steiner. Miller to second base, he'll hold. And good job cutting that ball off in center field by Zach Hostetler to get that ball quickly back into the infield. Now runners at first and second with one out on two singles in this first inning for Wayndale. They've come out being aggressive and swinging the bats. Here's Raphael Choi. Bats for the right side, wearing number 32 and the third baseman. Here's the pitch. Curveball, that's a nice one. Going to be a cold strike on the outside corner. 0-1 count now to Choi. Highland beat Wayndale 2-0 in a very narrow win earlier this season. Also won 14-0. Here's the pitch. Curveball going to be inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. But a Wayndale team that's won 6 straight. Highland has won 10 in a row. So both teams playing good baseball entering the semifinal contest this evening. Now the pitch. Going to be a fastball down low, ball two. Two balls and a strike now to Choi. Mentioned the state championships by the respective varsity teams this past weekend for Wayndale and Highland. Here's the pitch. Curveball's going to be a fly ball. Medium deep center field. Host of those there, he'll make the grab. Tacking for second, going to a third. It's going to be Kyrell Miller. Their third base is going to be bouncing past the third base bag. It'll bounce off that fence in front of the third base dugout. But safe. Over at third base is going to be Kyrell Miller, and advancing to second on the throw is going to be Landon Steiner as well. Second out of the inning, the fly out the center field by Choi, but good job being aggressive running for Wayndale to get the runners at second and third here. Here's Keenan Oaks, bats from the right side, wearing number 13. He's the center fielder. And the pitch. Blew it by him on the fastball. Strike one on the swing. But two of the better programs when you think about what they do throughout the year and get their teams ready at all levels. Here's the pitch. Curveball. Down low, going to be good stop by catcher in Boaz Yoder for ball one. And especially with that runner over at third base. Of course, the all-turf infield put in this year for Highland at Lehman Field. Here's the pitch. Fastball. That's going to be a cold strike on the outside corner. Goes to 1-2. 2-1 and 2 outs. We're at the top of the first inning. Yoder trying to work out of this jam and the pitch. Swing and a miss and a fastball, strike three, and that'll do it for the inning. His first strikeout, Wayndale threatens but does not score with no runs on, two hits, no errors, and two runners left, and through a half inning, no score from Lehman Field. This is Wayne Holmes Summer Gold Division Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
Bottom half of the first inning, no score. To the plate for Highland going to be Zach Costa. They're followed by Boaz Yoder, Caleb Troyer, Solomon Yoder, Tucker Miller, Ryan Weiler, Samson Miller, Jared Miller, Wyatt Richards, and then Damaris Yoder rounds out the Highland lineup. And for Wayndale, at first base, Bo Troyer. The second baseman, Leo Yoder. At short, that's Kyrell Miller. At third is Raphael Choi. And left, that's Jacoby Knopfinger. While in center is Keaton Oaks. The right fielder, Drew Lynch. Catching is Landon Steiner. And on the mound is right-hander Cooper Miller. Leading things off for Highland, that's Zach Costa. Their bats from the left side of the plate, wearing number 7. And he's the center fielder. The pitch should be a fastball way high for ball 1. Host other batting 526, has 4 home runs and 23 RBIs. He's been outstanding on the season to pitch. Curveball swung in line to right field, a base hit for Host other. He hammered that, and leadoff batter is aboard. Nothing to score, bottom of the first inning. Runner first base, nobody out for Highland. Here's Boaz Yoder, who bats from the right side of the plate, wearing number 99. He's the catcher. Batting 556 himself, with 30 RBIs. So another Gotti average, third to first base, and Host other dives back safely to the bag. Here's the pitch. Runner going. Outside for ball. Throw to the second base. Going to be not in time. Good jump by Host other. He'll slide in safely for the stolen base. 1-0 count, Boaz Yoder. Host other, his 11th stolen base on the season. And Cooper Miller, the right-hander, he's on the mound. And the pitch. That's outside. Going to be ball 2. 2-0 count now to Boaz Yoder. Miller steers over second and the pitch. That'll be a curveball in the outside corner. Will be in there for a strike. 2-1. Miller now the pitch. Fastball outside. Ball 3. Him trouble locating that fastball early on. 3-1 count to Boaz Yoder. Runner at second. Nobody out for Highland. And the pitch. That's outside. Check the swing. He held it. And it's going to be ball 4. A lot of those pitches tailing outside off the plate. And there's now two runners aboard with nobody out for Highland. Trying to strike first in this bottom of the first inning. Caleb Troyer's at the plate, batting for the right side, wearing number 5, the starting third baseman. First and second, nobody out. And the pitch. Fastball, that's going to be outside, bit low, ball 1. Troyer batting 526, another over 500 batting average. One home run, 28 RBIs. Miller, now the pitch. Curveball. Hits the turf. Nice stop by the catcher, Landon Steiner. It's going to be ball 2. 2-0 count now to Troyer. No relief in the top half of this lineup for Highland. If you're on the mound, here's the pitch. Fastball, that's going to be just a bit outside. Didn't miss by much, but it will be ball three. 3-0 count to Troyer. Yoder at first, Hostetler at second. Miller now the pitch. Curveball. That'll be a cold strike on the inside corner. On a 3-0 curveball. 3-1 the count. But he's located the curveball pretty well early on. Trying to find that fastball consistency. Here's the pitch. And that's going to be outside. Going to be ball four. Kind of drop down a little bit, three quarters on that pitch. But bases are now loaded on back-to-back walks. Of course, the leadoff single by Hostetler in the inning as well. That'll cause a little discussion here at the mound. Garrett Higgins will walk out there and have to talk with his pitcher as well as his infield. Of course, win or go home here at this point. If you do make it to the championship, that is the best of three series. But up until then, it's single elimination. So winner moves on to the championship round. The loser goes home. And obviously that means it's going to be a tight leash in a game like this. But obviously you expect both teams trying to put their best out there, and as the coaches talked about, in this semifinal contest. So discussion is over. At the plate going to be Solomon Yoder. Chance to help out his cause directly on the mound. As he'll step in now with the plate. Bats from the left side wearing number 38. And, of course, he's the pitcher. Batting 556 and 26 RBIs. The pitch. So it'll be a line to center field, a base hit. Hostetler scores. Yoder around third base being waved home. He's going to score as well. A 2-RBI single to center field. Solomon Yoder. And Highland takes a 2-0 lead. Caleb Troyer got away from first to third. So runners at the corners now. And still nobody out. And again, no relief. The top half of this lineup. Every guy out there batting over 500. That's pitch high for a ball. Runner going through the second base is going to be in time for the out. So Landon Steiner showing off his arm. A lot of times in this level you don't see guys taking that chance. But he has the arm to do it. With that runner at third base, he still guns out Yoder trying to steal second base. So give Steiner credit there. They'll get the first out of the inning. 1-0 pitch. Going to be in there for a strike. It was one ball, one strike now to Tucker Miller. One out with Caleb Troyer now at third base. Again, Yoder got caught trying to steal second base. Tucker Miller bats from the left side wearing number 12. He's the shortstop. That's going to be popper up in the air. Going to be blooped in there over the third baseman's head. And rolls to the left for the hit. Third to second base is going to be in time for the out. So that'll knock in a run. And Caleb Troyer, the RBI single. The bloop hit to left by Tucker Miller, but gets thrown out at second base for the second out of the inning. 3-0 Highland, though. And now Ryan Beiler is at the plate. The pitch. Curveball down low for a ball. Tucker Miller, he came in batting 440. 23 RBIs before that RBI single. Ryan Beiler, as I mentioned, at the plate now. Fastball going to be on the outside corner for a strike. One ball, one strike. Bats from the right side wearing number 11 in the left fielder. Beiler batting 340, 15 RBIs for him. So you can see why this Highland team, they've been the two seed in this Wayne Holmes Summer League Gold Division. Here's the 1-1. Goes inside. That's going to be ball two. And now a 2-1 count to Beiler. In the bronze division, I believe two of the Highland teams still alive in that tournament. They'll play tomorrow night. That pitch going to be just a bit low on the inside part of the plate. Ball three, 3-1 count to Beiler. Bases are clear, but Highland has scored three times. The pitch. Fastball, that's going to be out on the outside corner for a strike. Full count now to Beiler. That pitch will be a bouncer toward first. He'll be scooped up by Troyer, takes the step to the first base bank for out number three. Highland, though, scores three times in the bottom of the first inning as they get that on three hits and no errors. Nobody left in through one. Highland 3, Wayndale nothing. This is Wayne Holmes Summer Gold Division Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Welcome to your dream home at 4838 Township Road 400 in Middlesburg. Listed for sale by Coppin Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. This four-bedroom, one-bath bungalow has a modern updated kitchen and includes new appliances and an additional sunroom. The large yard is ideal for activities and gardening, and the new back vinyl patio is perfect for outdoor dining and entertaining on 1.5 acres. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Vernon Yoder at 330-466-0520 or check it out at CoffinRealty.com.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
You bend them, we mend them at Finish Line Auto Body.
3-0 Highland lead. First pitch outside, ball one. Now the second offering. That's going to be a called strike on the inside corner. 1-1 to Drew Lynch. That's the 6, 7, and 8 batters to the plate in this inning for Wayndale. Lynch at the plate. Here's the pitch. Swanby fouled straight back. Goes to 1-2 to Drew Lynch, followed by Leo Yoder and Bo Troyer. Lynch batting from the left side, wearing number 26. He's the right fielder. Highland putting three runs on the board at the bottom of the first inning, so they have struck first in a 3-0 lead entering the second. Now the pitch. Fastball going to be a bit outside for a ball. 2-2 the count now to Lynch. Wayndale threatened but didn't score. Had two hits in that first inning. Now the pitch. Now hang up there on the curveball attempt for ball three. Full count now to Lynch. And Solomon Yoder on the mound. Yoder now with the payoff pitch. Swanby fouled back off the handle of Lynch. And it stays full at 3-2. Matt Croy alongside with you. Phoenix Price back at the studio. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Yoder now the pitch. That's a fastball high. Ball four. That'll walk him. Leadoff batter aboard for a second consecutive inning for Wayndale. This one via the walk. First walkthrough of the game by Solomon Yoder. At the plate going to be Leo Yoder for Wayndale. Bats from the right side wearing number 10. He's the second baseman. Yoder now the pitch. Showing button, but laid down by Yoder near the mound. Be gloved by Yoder. Throws to first base in time for the out. Solomon Yoder retires Leo Yoder at first base on the sacrifice bunt. That does advance Lynch over to second base. 1-3 on the putout. Bo Troyer at the plate. That's from the right side wearing number 14. He's the first baseman. Now the pitch. Curveball hangs up there for ball one. Try away the top seed. They await the winner of this contest. And that'll be for a three-game championship series starting on Wednesday at Piper Field. The pitch. Swing and a miss of the fastball. Strike one. That'll be at 6 p.m. And then game two of that championship series will be on Friday at the other team's site. Either Highland or Wayndale. And here's the pitch. Curveball outside for a ball, and it goes to 2-1. And then, if necessary, to go to the third game of that series, that would be the following Monday, June 23rd. That would be at Piper Field. Here's a 2-1. Swing and a miss of that fastball. Go inside on him again for strike two. 2-2 count now to Bo Troyer. One out, and a runner at second base for Wayndale. Down 3-0 in the second. Here's the pitch. Curveball away, and Troyer lays off it. Ball three, full count. Second full count we've seen in this inning. The other resulted in a walk.
to Drew Lynch to start things off. Now full count to Bo Troyer and the payoff. Fastball high, ball four. Two walks in the inning. And now one away with two runners aboard, and Jacoby Nofsinger, number nine batter in the Wayndale lineup, is at the plate. Bats from the right side wearing number 34, the starting left fielder. That'll cause head coach Pat Miller to have a little discussion with his infield and pitcher Solomon Yoder. Again, Solomon Yoder's been solid all season long. That's just, thrown only 10 walks on the year compared to 41 strikeouts to start the game. So has had solid command, but a couple walks here in the second inning. I mentioned the Wayndale Highland capture in the state title this past weekend. We did have the video stream of both of those games put up on YouTube, and they're still up on YouTube if you want to catch those games. We do have that on the WKLM YouTube page, both the Wayndale game yesterday and their win over Graham, 3-0. Highland, of course, their walk-off win, come-from-behind walk-off win, that walk-off hit by Logan Yoder. We had that on video stream on YouTube as well in their victory over Lake Center Christian. Mentioned Hawks, their third state title in a row, their fourth in their school history. Kirsch got the one back in 2016, and Wayndale, their third in the last four seasons. And also, of course, last night they had the ceremony inside the Reese Center for Highland to kind of congratulate for the Highland baseball team. And we also had that posted on our sports page on the WKLNFM.com page. The pitch can be down low for a ball, 1-0 count. Got the link for that on our Facebook page as well if you needed to find that to listen to the state championship ceremony they had last night in the Reese Center. 1-0 count to Jacoby Nofsinger as play resumes the pitch. So it'll be a bouncer toward first. It'll be gloved over to first base. Going to be in time for the out. What a backup. That ball got past the first baseman, Samson Miller. Second baseman, Jerry Miller, backed it up. He gloved it. And a good job covering first base by pitcher Solomon Yoder. And they get it there in time for the out. Not many teams, even high school teams, pull that off. And right now, a 14U team just did it. And that was impressive. Second out of the inning. Runners are at second and third, though, for Wayndale. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll be strike one. Parker Shantz at the plate. Bats from the right side wearing number 42. He's the extra hitter. Wayndale still an opportunity, though, with one hit of the swing of the bat to score a couple of runs here. Here's the pitch. Fastball high. Ball one. One ball, one strike. And I can't say enough. That's impressive. You get the second baseman really backing up that play. Many nice play. And then the pitcher, the wherewithal to make sure he's covering first base. Just fundamental baseball. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll be strike two, 1-2 the count. And that's why Highland was able to get that out at first base. Still trying to get the third out with Bo Troyer at second and Drew Lynch over at third. And the pitch. Fastball just a bit high. Good take. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes to Parker Shantz. 3-0 Highland, top of the second inning. And the pitch. And we called strike three in the inside corner, and they knew it. Second strikeout thrown by Solomon Yoder. He'll get out of this jam again in the second. No runs scored for Wayndale. They get no hits and no errors. Two runners left through one and a half. Highland 3, Wayndale nothing. This is Wayne Holmes Summer Gold Division Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
In home half of the second inning, a 3-0 lead for Highland. At the plate for Highland is going to be the 7-8-9 batters. Samson Miller followed by Jared Miller, and then Wyatt Richards, the pitch. Fastball, that's going to be just a bit outside, ball one. Samson Miller batting for the right side of the plate, wearing number 33. He is the first baseman. Batting 314 on the season, 17 RBIs. That pitch going to be a bit low, and that'll be ball two. 2-0 count now to Samson Miller. Highland scoring three runs on three hits in that first inning. The pitch. That'll be, again, a fastball just a bit off the mark. Bit outside, ball three, 3-0 count. Cooper Miller throwing 22 pitches in that first. Had the two walks and also the three hits he allowed as well. And the pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss. Strike one, seen that a couple times where he's done a 3-0 curveball, and he's been able to throw it for a strike. Now the pitch. That time a slider outside, ball four, and that'll walk Samson Miller. Third walk through in the game by Cooper Miller. Leadoff batter aboard for a second consecutive inning for Highland. Here's Jared Miller, who bats from the right side, wearing number one, the starting second baseman. And the pitch. Check swing and a fastball a bit high. It's going to be ball one. Jared Miller batting 295, has seven RBIs. The pitch way high, goes to the backstop. That'll be a wild pitch. Samson Miller will advance over to second base on that throw. 2-0 count to Jared Miller. And Highland an opportunity to add on to their 3-0 lead in this bottom of the second inning. Miller trying to find the command in the early goings of this contest. Here's the pitch. And it'll be a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. 2-1 the count. 7-inning contest here in the 14 level. The pitch. Curveball, so it'll be a grounder toward third. It'll be scooped up by Choi. The hump fake, though, throws the second base. It'll be a close play. Going to be not in time. Instead of going for the routine out at first base, he tried to kind of a couple hesitation pump fakes. The first, threw it the second instead, trying to get the lead runner at second base. And it was a close play, bang, bang, playing in the tag by second baseman covering Leo Yoder, but not in time, and everybody's going to be safe for Highland. Call that a 5-4 fielder's choice hit into by Miller. And now two runners aboard. Here's Wyatt Richards, who stands in. Here's the pitch. Curveball hangs up there for a ball. Richards bats from the right side, wearing number 27. He's the extra hitter. Batting 432 and 17 RBIs, the pitch. Down low for a ball. And a 2-0 count. And that's just not fair. Number 9 batter batting 432. Here's the pitch. So going to be popped in the air toward first. Going to be in the right field, a base hit. Around third base coming toward home is Samson Miller. Hesitation to right. He didn't get the throw off, and he is going to score. So good job being aggressive. Samson Miller decided to keep going. He was waved home by Pat Miller. They get the score on a bloop. Base hit and RBI to right by Wyatt Richards. Highland now has a 4-0 lead. To third base on the play, Jared Miller. Runners at the corner, still nobody out. 4-0 Highland. Here's Damaris Yoder. Number 10 batter in the Highland lineup. Over to first base and diving back safely, that's Wyatt Richards. Damaris Yoder batting for the right side, wearing number 17. He's the right fielder of the pitch. Fastball going to be on the inside corner for strike. It's a 0-1 count. Batting 222, has eight runs batted in. The pitch going to be a swing and a miss for a strike. 0-2 count now to Damaris Yoder. Richards at first. Jared Miller at third, and he swung on and fouled away. And the count remains at no balls and two strikes. A run has been added for Highland. Of course, he had the top of the order coming up next. 4-0 Hawks. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss and a curveball. Strike three. Much needed out for Wayndale. First down of the inning. First strikeout thrown in the game by Cooper Miller. Now to the top of the order with runners at the corners. Zach Hostetter, single and score back in the first inning. We've already seen the good arm by Landon Steiner behind home plate for Wayndale today. The pitch can be swung, a foul to the left side, and out of play goes 0-1 to Zach Hostetter. So as of right now, Richards has not tried to steal second. Throw to first base, and he'll dive back safely to that first base bag. Richards does have 5 stolen bases on the season. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Maybe got a piece of it on the swing. And strike 2, 0-2 count to Hosteller. Miller now the pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. Went after the high heat. Came up empty. That's the back-to-back K's thrown by Cooper Miller. So 2 down, runners at the corner still. Boaz Yoder at the plate. He walked and scored in the first. Time is called. Now he'll stand back in there. Here's the pitch. Swampy at bouncer toward third. Going to be right past the third baseman, Rafael Choi, in the left field for the hit. Scoring from third is Jaron Miller. The second is going to be on that play. Wyatt Richards, but an RBI single to left by Boaz Yoder. Sharply hit ball down the line in a 5-0 Highland lead. And first and second, 2 outs for Caleb Troyer, who walked and scored on the first to pitch. Down low, hits the turf, bounces away from the catcher, Landon Steiner, near the backstop. That'll be a wild pitch, and that'll allow the runners to advance in the scoring position. Richards goes to third. Boaz Yoder goes to second base. 1-0 count to Caleb Troyer. 5-0 Highland. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. Going to be ball 2. Now a 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a fly ball. Fairly deep right field going after is Lynch. Trying to find it. He does, and he'll get to it to make the catch for out number 3. Highland does add on 2 more runs, though, in the second inning as they also get a pair of hits and no errors and also 2 runners left. Through 2, Highland 5 and Wayndale nothing. This is Wayne Holmes Summer Gold Division Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Attention students and parents near the Garraway in Highland Districts. Ready to kickstart a future in business? Be a part of the Buckeye Business Academy Open House, August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holmes Center for the Arts in Berlin. Discover how students gain valuable office and computer skills, accounting knowledge, and industry-recognized credentials that employers want. Whether you're planning for college or the workforce, your business journey starts here. Don't miss it. August 2nd at the Holmes Center for the Arts. Learn more at the Buckeye Business Academy Open House. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
And top of the third inning, a 5-0 lead for Highland. At the plate for Wayndale will be the top of the order. Kyrell Miller followed by Cooper Miller and Landon Steiner. Second time through the order facing Solomon Yoder. The pitch. Curveball, that'll be outside. Ball 1. Kyrell Miller, he singled back in the first inning. Wayndale, they've hit the ball so far, but nothing to show for it. Here is the pitch. Down low, hits the turf for a ball. 2-0 count. At least they've gotten guys on base. two hits in the first, didn't score. No hits in the second, but he got the two guys on base via the walk, but didn't score. Here's the pitch. Going to be a bit outside, ball three, 3-0 count, but had some opportunities. Right now, they need to get something going down 5-0 in this top of the third. And this single elimination semifinal contest from Lehman Field, the pitch. That'll be in there for a strike on the outside corner. 3-1 count. So Wayne Hill, no runs, two hits. They left four on base. Sullivan Yoder, he struck out two, has walked two, and has thrown now 39 pitches. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a line to center field, a base hit. Second hit of the day for Kyrell Miller. And now Wayne Hill's gotten the leadoff batter aboard in every inning so far of this game. Here's Cooper Miller, who popped out the third in his first at bat. 5-0 Highland, top of the third inning. Yoder for the stretch and the pitch. Curveball going to be just a bit low for a ball, 1-0 count. Should Highland win this game, we will be having the championship game coming up on Wednesday as well. Game one of the championship series. That pitch high for a ball. Runner going to the second base. Going to be not in time. High throw by Boaz Yoder. Good backup by second baseman Jared Miller to prevent that ball going into the center field. But center fielder Zach Hostetter was there as well to back it up. Either way, great jump by Kyrell Miller. He'll get the stolen base. And a 2-0 count meanwhile also to Cooper Miller. Here's the pitch. That's a fastball right in there for a called strike. 2-1 count now to Cooper Miller. Kyrell Miller at second, and nobody out. Yoder now the pitch. Curveball, so going to be a bouncer towards short. Backhanded grab by Tucker Miller. Hesitates, throws the first base. Going to be not in time. Infield single for Cooper Miller. You know it's going to be tough deep in the hole. He's going to have to get rid of that quick and sharply on the throw, but hesitated just enough before he made that throw to allow Miller to be safe across that first base bag. So infield single for him. And now two runners aboard, nobody out for Wayndale. Down 5-0. Here's Landon Steiner. Here's the pitch. Curveball. That's a bit high, ball one. Steiner singled back in the first inning. So Yoder again trying to work his way out of a jam as he has done each of the first two innings. And time is called. 383 in dead center here at Lehman Field, of course, and 303 down the line. It's got the multi-hitting facility behind that left field fence. Here's the pitch. Going to be a bit outside. Ball two. 2-0 count to Landon Steiner. Yoder. Now with the pitch. It's going to be a bouncer toward short. Glove by Miller. Over to second. The juggle throws to first base. Going to be in time for the double play. Miller grabbed it and juggled a little bit, but gathered himself just in time to step on second to force out Miller and then threw it to first to gun out Steiner as he takes it himself for the double play. So huge double play for Highland. Kyrell Miller does get to third base on that play. Here's Rafael Choi. Now the pitch. So it's going to be a bouncer toward first. Rolls in the right field, a base hit. Choi with the RBI single to right. And scoring from third base is Kyrell Miller. It makes it a 5-1 ball game. So Wayne Dale is on the board. Two outs, runner first base. Wayne Dale on the board for the first time. Down 5-1. Here's Caden Oaks, who struck out his first time up. Throw to first base, and back on the dive are going to be Choi. We're seeing Samson Miller covering that first base bag on the tag. 5-1 Highland now in the top of the third. The pitch. Runner going. Swing and miss first. Right through the second base. Going to be in time for the outs. Nice throw by catcher Boaz Yoder, the shortstop Tucker Miller on the tag, and they'll gun out Choi to in out the inning. Wayne Dale does score a run, though. One run on three hits and no errors and also nobody left. And through 2.5, it's Highland 5 and Wayne Dale 1. This is Wayne Holmes Summer Gold Division Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
Celebrate National Dairy Month all this week at Rody's IGA. They have Blue Bonnet Spread for $2.98, IGA Butter Quarters, 2 for $7, Milo Sweet or Unsweet Tea for $3.48, Yoplait Yogurt, 10 for $7, 4-pack of Dannon Oikos or Light and Fit Yogurt, 2 for $8, Stoke Cold Brew Coffee for $5.48, Almond Breeze Almond Milk for $4.98, and Daily Sun Orange Juice, 2 for $6. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Middlesbrough.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
And bottom of the third, 5-1 Highland pitch Columbia. Bouncer on the swing by Solomon Yoder. Scooped up through the first base in time for the out on the play by shortstop Kyra Miller, and already one pitch, one out in the home half of the third inning. Solomon Yoder hit the two RBI single back in the first, grounds at the short to start off the bottom of the third inning. Again, 5-1 Highland. Highland at the plate. Here's Tucker Miller, number five batter in the order. That pitch is going to be a fastball high and inside, ball one. Tucker Miller had the RBI single himself in that first inning. Ryan Byler's on deck. The pitch, way inside to the backstop, ball two, 2-0 count. Highland five runs on five hits. They've left two runners on base. On the mound, Cooper Miller has struck out two. He's walked three. Has thrown 48 pitches so far. And the pitch. It's going to be a high fly ball. Deep right field, going after it is Lynch. Near the line, going to be in there for a hit. Rolls past him. The second base is Miller. Maybe he has a chance for three. Goes to third base. He'll get there, and he'll get there standing up for the one-out triple. Good effort by Lynch down the line. He dove after it. But once he didn't get it, you knew there was a chance for Miller to get the third base, and he got there. So Tucker Miller, the one-out triple. And that'll send Ryan Byler to the plate, who rounded out the first in his first at-bat. Tucker Miller, that'll be his fourth triple of the season. That pitch outside, ball one. So RBI opportunity for Highland with one away in this third inning, up 5-1. Now the pitch. It's going to be a fly ball toward medium deep right center. Could be trouble. It's going to be in there for a base hit. Loops in there to shallow right field for the hit for Byler. He'll get the RBI. He'll knock in Tucker Miller from third. And just like that, a triple and a single. And Highland has extended the lead now to 6-1. Now Samson Miller is at the plate. He walked and scored in the second inning. And Cooper Miller will take his foot off the rubber, look the runner back. He'll step back on there. Then a first down. And again, Byler slides back to the bag safely. And the third to first base, he'll get back there. Highland scoring three times in the first, two in the second, and now one so far in the third of the pitch. Swing and a miss at a curveball away. That'll be strike one. Good curveball that time by Cooper Miller. 0-1 count. Now the pitch. It's going to be a line toward short. Going to be a leaping grab by Kyrie Miller. Throws the first. Going to be, it got there in time, but it hit the turf, and it got past first baseman. Bo Troyer couldn't scoop it, and otherwise that would have been a double play at the end of the inning. But Byler able to get back there, fortunately for Highland, after that line out the short by Samson Miller. So now two outs. Runner still at first base, and Jared Miller is at the plate. Hit into a five-fielder's choice. in that last inning. That's a strike on the inside corner. He also scored a run. 0-1 count to Jared Miller. And the pitch. Chopper down the third base side. It's going to stay fair. No, it's going to bounce foul at the last second. Good job by Rafael Choi at the last second to let that ball go. As it was bouncing and tight-roping that third base foul line in fair territory before it bounced foul to the left of that third base bag. 0-2 count, though, to Jared Miller. Six-one Highland, bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a line toward right field. It's going to be a running grab by Drew Lynch for the third out. Highland does score one run, though, on two hits, no errors, and a runner left. And through three, it's Highland 6 and Wayne Deal 1. This is Wayne Home Summer Gold Division Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and... wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Broman & Byler in Millersburg is a local full-service accounting firm. Hello, this is John Byler. We offer a complete range of services from tax, business, and estate planning to bookkeeping and payroll services. When choosing a financial advisor at tax time, choose Broman & Byler at 161 North Washington Street in Millersburg. You can reach us at 330-674-8222.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
And top of the fourth inning, a 6-1 lead for Highland at the plate for Wayndale. The 5, 6, and 7 batters. Here's the pitch. Fastball. That'll be on the outside corner for strike one. And Keaton Oaks is at the plate, followed by Drew Lynch and Leo Yoder. Solomon Yoder remains the mound. Here's the pitch. Curveball's going to be a fly ball. Medium deep center. Underneath, that's Zach Hostetler. He'll make the catch. And there's now one away. Oaks struck out swinging his first at-bat and then flies out the center. And at-bat number two, one away in the fourth inning for Wayndale, down 6-1. Here's Drew Lynch, who walked in the second inning. Wayndale, the one run they scored in that last inning. They've gotten four hits in all. The pitch. Fastball in the inside corner for a strike. They've left four runners on base. Sullivan Yoder has struck out two. He's walked two. 52 pitches thrown. The pitch. Swamby fouled back, and out of play goes to no balls and two strikes to Drew Lynch. Top of the fourth inning, 6-1 lead for Highland. Wayne Home Summer Gold Division semifinal tournament baseball from Lehman Field at Highland. Winner moving on to the championship series beginning Wednesday. The pitch. Swamby a bouncer toward third. Loved by Caleb Troyer. Throws to first base. Hits the turf, but scooped up at first base by Samson Miller for the second out. Good scoop that time off the turf by Samson. And there's now two down on the 5-3 putout. Nobody aboard for Wayndale. And Leo Yoder at the plate had the sack bunt in that second inning. Again, Tri-Way, the top seed, awaiting the winner of this game on Wednesday. And that'll be at Piper Field. Here's the pitch. Fastball going to be a bit outside. Ball one. Wayndale 13-4 on the season. Highland a record of 16-1. Lone loss to that Tri-Way team. The pitch. That'll be a chopper foul for strike one. And one ball, one strike now to Leo Yoder. Highland beat Triway Gold 7-2 back on April 19th, but lost to them 4-3 back on May the 12th. That was their only loss of the season in that one-run loss. So still got more to play in this one, but a couple good games between those two during the regular season if they do indeed square off in this championship round coming up. Now we're ready to go. One ball, one strike, Leo Yoder. And the pitch. Curveball's going to be a bouncer, tore short. Charged after by Tucker Miller. Gloves it, throws the first in time for out number three. Made that one look easy as Wayndale goes down in order for the first time today in the top of the fourth and through three and a half. Highland 6 and Wayndale 1. This is Wayne Holmes Summer Gold Division Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Home half of the fourth inning, a 6-1 lead for Highland. At the plate for Highland will be the 9-10-1 batters. Wyatt Richards followed by Damaris Yoder, then the top of the order. And Wyatt Richards, he singled and an RBI single back in the second inning. Here's the pitch. Curveball, nice one. That's in there for a strike. Check the swing, but strike anyway. 0-1 count to Wyatt Richards. The pitch by Cooper Miller. Curveball hangs up there that time for ball one. Highland 6 runs on 7 hits. They left 3 runners on base. The pitch. Swing and a miss on the fastball away. Strike 2, 1-2 the count. Cooper Miller, he struck out 2. He's walked 3. Has thrown now 59 pitches. The pitch. Swanby fouled straight back. And the count will stay at 1 ball and 2 strikes. So 60 pitches thrown now for Cooper Miller for the contest. Bottom of the fourth of the seven-inning contest, just like the high school guys. Winner trying to move on to Wednesday's championship. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a slider away. Strike 3. Got in the chase after that one. Third strikeout thrown today by Cooper Miller. One away in the fourth.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938.
Denco Marketing and Tricore Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricore Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricore, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Apologize for that. Hopefully we'll keep it here, but it'll be...
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential two storefronts with a loading dock and a two-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Working a few little technical difficulties here. It's a 2-0 count now to Boaz Yoder. Here's the pitch. Outside of the breaking pitch ball, 3-3-0 count. First and second, there's one out on back-to-back walks thrown by Cooper Miller. That's where we're at. Boaz Yoder, number two batter in the Highland lineup. He's at the plate. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll be strike one, 3-1 count. It's certainly a part of the order. It's done a lot of damage today for this Highland team. Trying to do that here in the fourth inning. The pitch. Swambia grounder down the third base side, but it rolls foul. And it goes 4-3-2. A bit out in front on that curveball thrown by Cooper Miller, but a full count. Cooper Miller up to 76 pitches thrown for the game in this fourth inning. Damaris Yoder's at first. Should say he's at second base. At first is Hostetler. And one out. Here's the pitch. So I'll be a grounder towards short. Going after going to be Miller. He'll glove it. Throws to first base. Going to be not in time. Not a chance. And the ball deep in the hole. He gloved it cleanly. But no chance he's going to get that throw on Yoder in time. So infield single for Boaz Yoder. And that means bases loaded for Highland with one away. Number three batter, Caleb Troyer, now at the plate. A walk, a run scored, also a fly out to right field for him so far today. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down Broadway for a called strike. It's an 0-1 count. 6-1 Highland looking for some more in this fourth inning. The pitch. Way outside, bounces to the backstop. Runner not going, though, as Yoder will stay at third base. And a 1-1 count to Caleb Troyer. Highland. Of course, you want to be sure in that situation, especially with your number three batter at the plate. Give him an opportunity to knock some guys home as Troyer steps back into the batter's box. Cooper Miller back to the windup. Here's the pitch. That'll drop in there for a strike on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes down to Caleb Troyer. And the pitch. It's going to be a line, a bouncer in the left field, a base hit. Scoring from third base, Yoder. Host of the round, third base. He's being waved home. Behind him, that's Boaz Yoder to third. And that'll be a two RBI double for Caleb Troyer. Highland now an 8-1 lead. Well, they call that the hot corner for a reason. And he hammered that ball on the turf right down that third base line. And that knocks in a pair of runs for Highland. And now all of a sudden, runners at second and third. Still just one out. And Solomon Yoder, the cleanup batter, will be coming to the plate. A little discussion at the mound from head coach Garrett Higgins, but Cooper Miller will remain out there. Again, two more runners in scoring position. Highland has scored two more runs. They have an 8-1 lead. And looking for some more, it looks like it will be indeed a pitching change here for Wayne Dale. So we'll take a timeout back after this on WKOM.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pull that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
You bend them, we mend them at Finish Line Auto Body.
Rafael Choi, the new pitcher on the mound, the righty for Wayne Dale, replacing Cooper Miller. And he'll step on base. He'll be Cooper Miller now over at third base. Here's the pitch. Outside, going to be ball one. So they'll make the straight change here. And runners at second and third for Highland, one away, up 8-1. Here's the pitch. Inside, going to be ball two. And makes it a 2-0 count to Solomon Yoder. He was 1-for-2 with the 2-RBI single he got back in the first, also ground out the short today. Here's the pitch. So it's going to be popped up, shallow left field down the line. It's going to be just out of reach of the diving left fielder Knofsinger. Good attempt at it. Couldn't quite come up with that diving catch attempt in foul territory, so it'll be a long strike for Solomon Yoder in new life. 2-1 count. After a strikeout to start off the inning, it was a walk to Damaris Yoder, followed by a walk to Zach Hostetter, the single by Boaz Yoder, then the 2-RBI double by Caleb Troyer. And now 8-1 Highland. Choi now the pitch. Now low, bounces off a home plate and rolls to the backstop. That'll be a wild pitch and a run will score. Boaz Yoder didn't waste any time as he got the jump on that wild pitch and slides in for the 9th run of the game for Highland, up 9-1. Troyer goes to third base on that wild pitch. In a 3-1 count to Solomon Yoder. Here's the pitch. Inside, a bit low, ball four, and Yoder will take his base. So Troy issues the walk. Runners at first and third. 9-1 Highland. Here's Tucker Miller. Two hits, an RBI, a triple, and also a run scored. The pitch shows bunt, pulls it back, and be in there for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. Caleb Troyer with that double, his 5th double of the season. Mentioned the 2 RBIs, 29 and 30 on the season for him there. Here's the pitch. Curveball up there high, runner going, new throw made, an easy stolen base for Solomon Yoder. 1-1 count, Tucker Miller. Second and third once again for Highland. And still just one out. Here's the pitch. Swanaby fouled back. Good cut that time, Miller, by Tucker Miller. And just behind it on the swing goes to one and two. Highland has scored three more times in the fourth. Looking for some more. They're up 9-1 in the semifinal contest. Here's the pitch. A balk is going to be called. I believe there's going to be time. It is going to be a balk. So a balk is called, and that allows everybody to take an extra base. That means another run's going to score. Caleb Troyer will score from third base. You look at the wild pitch plus the balk. And now Solomon goes over to third base as well. And now a 10-1 Highland lead. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a bouncer tore short. Charged after. Down by Miller. Throws the first home plate. Going to be in time for the out. Good play by the shortstop, Kyrell Miller. Threw it to home plate, and he guns out on the tag applied by catcher Landon Steiner. Solomon Yoder trying to score. And that'll be the second out of the inning. 6-2 on the fielder's choice. Tucker Miller's at first base. Two outs. Here's Ryan Beiler. 1-for-2 with an RBI. The pitch. So it's going to be fouled away. It's a 0-1 count. Mentioned this is certainly a developmental league, so guys learning how to pitch and, of course, play in this level before they get to the high school level. You're going to see some of those balk calls, but really, even this past weekend at the state tournament, we saw a number of balk calls. Of course, maybe in a situation like that, a little bit heightened. The umpires are looking for it a little bit more, but we did see some balk calls even at the state tournament. Here's the pitch. Goes inside, hangs up there for a ball. It's a 1-1 count to Ryan Beiler. 10-1 Highland. A big four spot in this fourth inning. Here's the pitch. That's a cold strike at the knees. 1-2 the count to Beiler. Tucker Miller's at first. Choi from the stretch. And the pitch. So want to be fouled to the backstop on the curveball thrown by Choi. Stays at 1-2. Back right alongside with you, Phoenix Price back at the studio. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. And the pitch. So it'll be a line to right center field. Base hit for Ryan Beiler. Tucker Miller over to third base on the play. Now runners are at the corners. And Highland not done yet. Here's Samson Miller. Number 7 batter in their lineup, Samson Miller, has walked and scored one time. He's lined out the short one time today. Another RBI opportunity in this fourth inning. Joy of the pitch. It's going to be fouled straight back. 0-1 count, Samson Miller. Highland, of course, has a 2-seed, got the bye in that first round, then defeated Norway and lands 13-2 and 5 innings to get to the semifinal contest. Here's the 0-1. Hangs up there for a ball, goes to one ball, one strike. Wayne Dale's the 3-seed, also got a bye in that first round. They defeated Northwestern, the 6-seed, 5-1. The pitch. Outside, going to be ball 2. 2-1 the count. Beiler at first. Tucker Miller at third base. 2 outs the pitch. Way outside. Goes to the backstop. Runner going. And sliding in safely underneath that tag is going to be Tucker Miller, the wild pitch. And Highland takes a 11-1 lead. And a 3-1 count to Samson Miller. Choi now the pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll be strike 2. Make it a full count. Choi comes to a set from the stretch. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a 3-2 offering to end out the inning. However, Highland scores five times in the fourth inning, and now through four, Highland 11 and Wayndale 1. This is Wayne Holmes Summer Gold Division Tournament Baseball on WKLM.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
And top of the fifth inning, a 11-1 lead for Highland. Had a chance to close out this game right here as, of course, the 10-1 mercy rule after five in this league. That's a pitch in there for a strike, 0-1 count to Bo Troyer. The 8, 9, and 10 batters to the plate for Wayndale in this inning. So bottom of the order, that pitch going to be down low on the throw by Solomon Yoder for ball one. One ball, one strike, Bo Troyer, who walked back in the second, followed by Jacoby Knopfsinger, and then Parker Schatz. Here's the pitch. That'll be on the inside corner for a strike on the fastball, 1-2 the count. Wayndale, the one run they scored back in the third. They've gotten four hits in all. They've left four runners on base. Here's the pitch. Curveball outside for a ball. Goes to two balls and two strikes. And Solomon Yoder has struck out two. He's walked a pair today, throwing 61 pitches. Worked out of trouble a couple of times. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a fly ball. Left field going after. That's Byler going to be in there for a base hit. Leadoff single, Bo Troyer. And that is the fourth time out of five innings that Wayndale's gotten the leadoff batter aboard. And it's their fifth hit today. Jacoby Knopfsinger stands in, grounded out to first in his first at bat. Here's the pitch. Got to be down low for a ball, makes it a 1-0 count. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And strike one goes 1-1 count now to Jacoby Knopfsinger. And that pitch way outside. Good scoop by catcher Boaz Yoder for ball two. 2-1 the count. Mention what the varsity teams have done in these two programs. And you think about, well, why are they so good year in and year out? Well, you see, obviously, the two teams successful at the junior league level. The pitch. Fastball a bit high for a ball. 3-1 count. Highland's JV team this year went undefeated. Their freshman team also undefeated. For Wayndale, their junior varsity team went 20-2 this past spring. The pitch. Swung on, maybe line down the right field line in foul. So not only the varsity guys good, but you got that next level down, and down next level down below that that's good year in and year out, and it's just kind of that next wave coming through in both teams. Those great programs all the way through their different grades. That pitch going to be inside for a ball. Meanwhile, ball four to walk Jacoby Knopfsinger. two runners aboard to start off this inning. Third walk through the game by Sullivan Yoder. Wayne Hill needs a run to extend this ballgame and put themselves at least in position to have a chance to do that with Parker Schantz at the plate, who struck out looking in his first at bat. Here's the pitch. There's a bunt down the first base side. It bunts it foul. 0-1 count. Not normally buttoned down by 10 runs, but Wayne Dale again trying to extend this ballgame. Schantz stands into the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Shows bunt again, pulls it back. It's going to be down low for ball one. One ball, one strike. 11-1 Highland. We're in the top of the fifth. Wayne Hill has runners at first and second. Nobody out. And the pitch. Shows bunt, high fastball. Couldn't connect with it in strike two. So not able to connect on that bunt. Now two strikes on him. See if he'll be swinging away now with that 1-2 count. Yoder now the pitch. That's high. Lays off it. It's ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Highland still searching for the first out in the inning. And the pitch. Just a bit outside. Good take. It's ball three. Full count now. Back-to-back full counts. The other resulted in a walk to Knopfsinger. Now two count to Parker Schantz. And the payoff. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Huge strikeout if you're Highland. Now to the top of the order. Third strikeout through the day by Solomon Yoder. But now to the top of the order, Wayne Dillon, a chance to make something happen here and try to hit something on the board. Extend this ballgame with the upper half of the order at the plate. Here's Kyrell Miller, who's 2-for-2 with a run score. The pitch. Curveball's going to be a fly ball towards center field. Going to be right at Hostetler. He makes the grab. Well, big out there also if you're Highland. A strikeout, then a fly out the center field. Good swing by Kyrell Miller again. Again, right at center fielder Zach Hostetler. Two down, and now Wayne Dale down to their final out. Here's Cooper Miller, who's 1-for-2 at the plate. Highland looking to move on. The face tryway in the game one of the three-game championship series Wednesday. The pitch, a curveball, going to be a chopper toward short. Charged after now by Tucker Miller. Gloves it. Those the first in time for the out, and they'll do it. Highland gets the win by the final score of 11-1 by Mercy in five innings, and Highland improves their record now to 17-1. They've won 11 in a row. And Highland indeed will, as the two seed, will take on the top seed Triway. And that'll be Wednesday at Piper Field. And it'll be game one of the three-game championship series. And it'll be at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. We'll have that game for you right here on WKLM with airtime. Will be at 5:30 on Wednesday. Wayne Dill in their tournament run with a record of 13-5, stamping a six-game winning streak. Again, the final, Highland wins at 11-1 in five innings over Wayne Dill tonight in the semifinals in the Wayne Home Summer Gold Division Tournament Baseball League. Back with the post-game show next on WKLM.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Attention students and parents near the Garraway in Highland Districts. Ready to kickstart a future in business? Be a part of the Buckeye Business Academy Open House, August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Home Center for the Arts in Berlin. Discover how students gain valuable office and computer skills, accounting knowledge, and industry-recognized credentials that employers want. Whether you're planning for college or the workforce, your business journey starts here. Don't miss it. August 2nd at the Home Center for the Arts. Learn more at the Buckeye Business Academy Open House. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth.
From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors. Get summertime deals all this week at Rody's IGA. They have IGA barbecue sauce for $1.48, IGA salad dressing for $1.98, IGA mayonnaise for $3.98, IGA squeeze mustard for 98 cents, bread and butter chips or IGA sweet pickle relish for $1.78, IGA dill hamburger slices for $1.98, IGA pickles for $2.48, IGA kosher dill pickles for $3.48, IGA sweet pickle relish for $1.48, and 24-count IGA tea bags for $1.48. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Broman & Byler in Millersburg is a local full-service accounting firm. Hello, this is John Byler. We offer a complete range of services from tax, business, and estate planning to bookkeeping and payroll services. When choosing a financial advisor at tax time, choose Broman & Byler at 161 North Washington Street in Millersburg. You can reach us at 330-674-8222.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product. Whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors, Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
It is a final in the 14U level, the Wayne Holmes Center Gold Division semifinal baseball from Lehman Field to Highland. In Highland, the 2-seed defeats the 3-seed Wayndale by the score of 11-1 by Mercy in 5 innings. Highland would score 3 runs in the bottom of the first inning on the 3 hits in the inning. And, of course, for them, it was the 2 RBI single by Sullivan Yoder and an RBI single by Tucker Miller that gave Highland a 3-0 lead. They would add on 2 more runs in the second. An RBI single by Wyatt Richards and also an RBI hit by Boaz Yoder. and Highland led by a 5-0 score just like that through the first two innings. Wayndale would score a run in the top of the third, but Highland would answer with a run of their own in the bottom of the third inning, this time after a triple by Tucker Miller, an RBI single by Ryan Byler would give Highland a 6-1 lead through three, and then they would put 5 more runs on the board in the bottom of the fourth on 3 more hits in the inning. It was a 2-RBI double by Caleb Troyer, and also coming through in that inning as well for the Hawks, and a hit by Ryan Byler in Highland, again adding on the 5 more runs. They would take an 11-1 advantage and close things out in the top of the fifth. Highland wins it 11-1 in the semifinal game to move on to Wednesday's championship game over Wayndale tonight. For Highland, they had 11 runs on 10 hits, no errors, and 4 left on base. I mentioned offensively, leading the way for Highland, Boaz Yoder was 2-for-2 at the plate with a walk, also a pair of singles, an RBI. He would score 2 runs for the contest. Also for Highland, Zach Hostetler, 1-for-2 with the walk. He would score 2 runs. Caleb Troyer, 1-for-2 with the walk, a double. He had 2 RBIs. He would score 2 times. Also, Solomon Yoder was 1-for-2 with the walk, 2 RBIs. He would also score a run. Tucker Miller went 2-for-3 at the plate with a triple. He had an RBI and would score 2 runs for the game. Ryan Byler, 2-for-3 at the plate. He had a run batted in. On the other end for Wayndale, they had 1 run on 5 hits, no errors, and 6 left on base. Kyrell Miller, their leadoff guy, went 2-for-3 at the plate. He had a run scored for the contest. Also, Rafael Choi was 1-for-2 with a run batted in. Getting the win on the mound for Highland, that was Solomon Yoder. Solomon, as per usual, as he went 5 innings, allowed 1 run, that was earned, and 6 hits allowed. He struck out 3, and he walked 3 batters, and on the other end, getting the loss for Wayndale, that was Cooper Miller, who at 3 1/3, allowed 10 runs, 10 earned, 10 hits allowed. He struck out 3, and he walked 5. Rafael Choi, through 2/3 of an inning of relief, he allowed 1 run, that was earned. 1 hit allowed, he struck out 1, and he walked 1 batter. Highland with a win, they improved the record now to 17-1. They've won 11 straight, and they will indeed take on the top seed Triway in game 1 of the 3-game a best-of-3 championship series starting this Wednesday. They'll be at Piper Field in Shreve. And, of course, the game 2 would be back here at Lehman Field. If they would need a game 3, it would be the following Monday, June 23rd. That would be back here, back at Piper Field at that point. But, again, this Wednesday at Piper Field, that'll be at 6 p.m. We'll have that game for you on WKLM airtime, 5:30 game time. We'll be at 6 o'clock against Highland against Triway. The top 2 seeds in the gold division will score off in game 1 of the best-of-3 championship round this Wednesday night. And Wayndale with the loss, well, they'll end their tournament run with a record of 13-5 and snapping a 6-game winning streak. That'll wrap things up for us from Lehman Field. Special thanks, of course, to Phoenix Price back at the studio. I'm Matt Coy. Again, the final score of Wayne Holmes Summer Gold Division semifinal baseball from Lehman Field. Highland gets the win 11-1 and 5 innings over Wayndale to move on to Wednesday's championship game. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.